But a guy like Butch, do you not think like Butch should just like, you know, burn one before the game and just kind of calm it? I don't know, maybe just mellow out a little bit, calm his nerves. Cause I mean, that stuff does, it filters down. I mean, when you've got a coach that's just wound up so tight sometimes and he's overriding all the play calls that the board's sending down. I mean, why else, you know, I don't know, T. I just think the guy do him some good, or maybe some of Lane Kiffin's, sweethearts that used to come over there before the game. I don't know. He just needs something to calm his nerves a little bit.
Yeah, you're right, man. I just, hopefully he'll, reinvent himself in this, you know, off-season spring practice. We'll see a new, more in sync Butch when it comes to the late second half. We got a double-digit lead. We won't be, we won't be all wound up, something I'm not going to say, but, maybe we'll see a new Butch in 16. The taste of not being Atlanta this past season should carry over. I mean, we could at least been in Atlanta, and if we're not beating Alabama in a rematch on a neutral field, I'm not saying we wouldn't have if we got a rematch like we should have, but, we just dropped the ball, but we at least had that experience of being there, playing in that Georgia Dome, but, I'm just going to hopefully, say it's going to come together this year, man. The year of the geophysical ball.
Hey, yeah, what up, dude?
But so you want to find me a jam on the way out the door, Bo Claudio? Or you got something already picked?
How's this right here? A little back in the day, right here, T.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. 205-402, if you want to jump in with us. Sweet Saul, swinging with your balls in the school. What's up, T? What do you got for us out the door here, buddy?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that aerial myth there, Bo Clonio, man. Yeah, man, I'm gonna jump off here and y'all have a good wild card weekend. Go Big Orange and go Clemson. Beat Bama. Beat Bama.
That's right, baby. That's right. Appreciate you, T. Hey, we went commercial-free first hour right here in the neutral zone, 200-5402, 200-5402. We're coming right to the phone lines. Please let me get a break here, get some water, or else I'll be
talking like Steve the rest of the time. I'll be so dry. I want to know about some of the crew. If we're going to have any casualties off this John Jansen, leaving his defense coordinator, I didn't know, I've been trying to get in with Jimmy and those guys, but, they weren't able to have Brian on, But.
Well, I'm still in my prime, by the way.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
with the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shot Road.
Pal Station, be there.
Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel.
Yes.
Holding my lover.
200-5402 if you want to jump in with us right here in the neutral zone, second hour right here.
A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle.
15 finalists for the 2016 Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists. Announced, Brett Favre leading the list, wide receiver T.O. Boy, you're talking about a player and a half, Alan Faneca. Really deep class right here. Another guy spent some time with the Steel Curtain, with T.R.'s Rams, Kevin Green, Kurt Warner. Bagging groceries to a Super Bowl, a Lombardi Trophy. Tackle Orlando Pace, who protected his blind side there in St. Louis. Wide receiver Marvin Harrison. and Tony Dungy. Morton Anderson, kicker, safety, Steve Atwater, my boy, could hit somebody like Ronnie Lott back in the day from Jarvey Love's 49ers. Don Coryell, running back, TD, Terrell Davis, Joe Jacoby there from the Redskins, tackle, running back, Edgerrin James, and John Lynch. Man, that's a deep class. Few of those guys, if I'm not mistaken, made the final 15 last year. I know Morton Anderson did, and Terrell Davis did. I think Lynch did. Not totally sure, but I think Coryell, I'm pretty sure one of the coaches did. I'm assuming it would have been him. He's back this year. I know this is first time for Edgerrin James and Atwater.
Spend my dollars.
Yes.
Go Clemson! Love me some Alabama on the stage. But I'm all for Clemson in this championship game.
Yes.
Oh yeah, here we go, right here. Break it down, T.
Yes. Hey, Cloney.
Spend my dollar. Park and holler neath the mountain.
TR was calling out Cattleman Light, Jamie, a.k.a. Jamie. Oh, my God, he is. John Tweed, I love my boy John Tweed, but you're way off. You're way off. You think Alabama's a... Your hatred for the Tide. But Randy Owen and the boys down there, you're gonna lose a lot of credibility with Commissioner Lambrito if you start knocking the boys from Fort Payne, Alabama.
I'll let you in a little secret. Two of them were actually LSU Bengal Tiger fans.
Is that why you like the two-step to it, Jimmy?
Tennessee Valley. One arm on the wheel. Hold my lover with the other.
A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week.
Broke some stories. I called the Jantic story as it happened.
Hey, good stuff right there. Alabama, the band, not the institution.
Step off, dude. Step off, dude. I mean, Alabama's bringing some jams. It's been a part of the neutral zone, dude. Just crack you a six-pack of Schlitz, man, and step off.
Let's keep it going right here, neutral zone, 200-5402. Who we got right here?
Hey, come on, buddy.
Hey, Roger, were you clearing your throat? To get in here?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, what do you think about the poster?
I haven't seen. Tony sent me a picture, but I ain't got to get one yet.
Well, now, how are you?
What now?
How do you not have a poster when Lambert, who despises that program, already has autograph signed posters?
Oh, really? I couldn't get no way there ain't nothing back to and then it took me a text message every morning, but I didn't know until that morning, and I couldn't get a light out of you now. That's why.
Well, you got Heather's number, right?
No.
What?
No. I can't help that. I can't have her number. I can only call the show if I ain't.
She turned you down and wouldn't give you her number?
Huh?
She turned you down and wouldn't give you her number?
A long time ago, I went to a studio one time, and at the end of the show, I was leaving. I asked her if she didn't want. I can have her.
See, now that right there might have been where.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's time. I was gonna say, I think it might be time that you make another attempt there, Rojette, because persistent, I'm just telling you. And you know what, Rojette?
Yeah.
You can't go in there with hesitation either. You have to go in there.
Yeah.
Listen, women want to be treated like, they sort of want to be treated like dogs. Don't let anybody fool you and say, oh, you want to call them after that day. Listen, you want to go in there. You don't want to take her some stinking flowers that are going to die or wilt anyways. You want to go in there. You know, one you can do is you can take her. There's a, you know, I would just take her, because you're not really into drinking, and I respect that. But you know what? Take a half-eaten thick burger in there, and just devour. Take a thick burger in there to the studio. Have her name on the box. And just devour the whole thing. And I want you to do it like the, you know, those hot chicks on the Hardee's commercials do. Have all the condiments just dripping off of like literally just like you're out in the wild and you're like a lion that just made a kill and you're eating. You don't care. You're not using a napkin. You don't care about manners.
Yeah.
And you've got to listen, Rojette. I love you, man. You've got to take it. Take some advice. You've got Lambert's number still, right?
Yeah.
He's got a book out. The guy wrote the book on how to treat, how to score. Lambert gets more, let me just say he gets a lot of action. He gets a lot of women that you wouldn't think that would definitely like him being really out kicking his coverage.
Huh.
Yeah. And you've seen Lambert. I mean, he's a good, a decent guy. He's not no GQ. He's not a cattleman.
Yeah.
He doesn't have cattleman's, moxie or his swagger. But dude, he has a way to just, he talks to women and degrades them and just talks down to them like they're dogs.
Really?
But he gets Rojette. Rojette, listen. He knows what he's doing. He's going home with these women and they're cooking him some unbelievable breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, if you had a talk with him, I guarantee you, he would have you taking a different. You like Alabama the band, don't you, Rojette?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Can you tell on the air? Can you tell my boy John Tweet, who you got to meet? Now he's a great guy. But can you tell him? After you've been polite to him here, can you now take a shot and tell him he needs to step off? And not take a shot at Alabama. He's dogging the show because we're playing Alabama the band. So you need to tell him to step off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you tell him to step off? Tell him. Like Doc. Say, all right.
Oh, wait a minute now. John, come on. I like Alabama. That's not good. We're doing that. Taking a shot at Alabama. That's good. You may not like it, but it's not good to take a shot though. So I could meet you. I like you.
Well, that's enough. Hey, no, wait a minute, Rojette. That's that. Listen, you've done enough there. you've done enough there with thanking him and being cordial and warm and saying it was so such an honor to meet you.
Yeah.
And you, but it's time you take a shot at him. I mean, the guy cannot come into the neutral zone and rip our choice of music.
No, I do.
With the boys from Fort Payne, Alabama.
So John, don't be taking a shot at Alabama. I like that's a great song. Don't be doing that. It's wrong, you know. Don't be taking a shot at that. That's right.
Your song. Yeah. So
how's that?
That
is that cologne?
It's getting there. I mean, I don't see him.
I'm trying. I know you're trying.
I don't see him laying there on the ground with it picking his teeth up. But I think it could have been a little bit. I think it could have been a little bit more of a shot there from you. But I think you're
okay. All right, okay.
Let's see it. All right.
Wait a minute, John.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How's that?
Is that
better?
It's a little better. He just sent a picture on Twitter with he and his friend that met you, and he says, tell Rojette Alabama is pure crap. He says he's gonna destroy that picture.
John, come on.
Yeah, he's livid right now with you.
That's a good picture.
But let me ask you, Rojette, you more of a Coca-Cola guy or a Pepsi guy?
I like all of them.
Yeah.
But John, please don't erase that.
But you've got him begging for other people on Twitter, for his support to back it. He's like one of these desperate politicians right now.
Oh really? Wow.
Here it is.
Comes from home.
Well, I'm serious.
Don't be ripping the sound.
He says, Alabama, tell Rojette, Alabama will never grace his iPod or speakers.
Okay, that's fine. I'm saying, John Street.
You know what?
Fine.
Right here, some good stuff right here, Rojette. I mean, you're not getting this in modern music today right here. I mean, listen to all this. Listen to this collection of musical talents coming in right here. There you go. There you go. Right there.
Yes. Yes.
Give it to me, Doc. Let's hear it, Doc. All right. There you go. Keep it going, Rojette.
Wait a minute.
Keep it going. Jacoby Chuckle. Hotkey. Yuck. Yeah, you do. Yuck. Okay.
That's a little hard.
Alright, what about Basilio? Yes. No, not yeah. Yes. Right there. Yes.
Let's keep it real.
Hey. Yeah. Let's get real. Okay, here's you a good little jam right here.
Okay.
Rojette, let me ask you, would you wear some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and head down to the Chattahoochee?
No,
Really?
No. I don't do that.
If Heather goes out on the town and says, Rojette, meet me at the Whiskey Bin or the Cotton Eye Joe with a little sawdust on the floor, wear your cowboy hat, your best Stetson, you wouldn't go get a cowboy hat to impress Heather?
No, sir. Uh-uh.
I'm loving you more and more, Rojette, because you're already into chapter 2 of Lambrito's books.
Oh, really? I'll do that. I like her hoochie doll, I say. You know,
All right.
You know, it goes with anybody, really, anybody. You know?
You're not gonna bow down to anybody.
On that wise.
Now, your favorite, obviously, by Alabama is Angels Among Us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great song.
Best song ever.
You need to tell John Tweet to step off.
Yeah, I'll bet you that time. Sorry.
Tell him right here. All right.
Okay, John Tweet, that song by Alabama, Angels Among Us, that's the best song ever. That's really touching.
Yeah,
really touching.
And,
that's really
and you know what? You need to be like, hey, you need to be like Heather when she told Jacoby, you better back up. Tell him, say, you better back up.
Even back up.
No, you got to say it with some emotion. You better back up.
You better back up.
All right. What do you want to ask me?
Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was just really tired working long hours, and I pulled maybe some 14-hour days. So
yeah,
I was a little exhausted, but I went home, rang in the New Year, and so I had a lot of fun, man. Went
really?
Spent some time with some friends, and
that's good. I can take it. I know Butch Pot race with John Jenkins. Who you think? I know you ain't surprised about it, but who you think Richard's to hire now? Who you think?
Rogette, I am sending you a picture that was on Twitter.
Hi.
That picture of you and your friend John Tweet and his friend.
Okay.
So I'm going to send that to you. Now,
Cool. Well, thanks.
The word I'm hearing is that he's interviewed you know, 18, 20 different people and nobody wants the job.
Oh, really?
He's just so hard to work for, Roger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you ready to sign a petition to run him out of town?
No.
Hey, Roger, right here. Let me hear some doc right here. All right, right here.
All right.
So, Roger, you have not seen the Heather poster, right?
Well, sort of. I thought he sent me a picture. I think he sent me a picture. I don't know if it's the same one. Tony sent me a picture. Same one that the Dicker sent me. A text message about Heather when we is out at the somewhere. Have you got it yet?
Cheeker is a closet. He doesn't want to admit it, but he's a huge Heather fan.
Really?
Yeah. Don't let him kid you.
Tony just sent me a picture of Heather Post off the same one, off the same one or not, but he sent me a picture though. Tony, he sent me a picture of Heather Post though, off the same one or not though, you know, or not, same one or not. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I don't think she's honestly, I hate to burst your bubble, but I think she's kind of funny looking. I don't know. I just don't think she's all that, Rogette. But you know what?
Hey, more power to you, dude. I mean,
you know.
But I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of in Lambrito's corner there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Uh,
He's happy. He's happy tonight. You know.
Who's happy?
Except for talking about him. Lemmy. He's happy tonight.
He is. You know, he got out of jail, and you know he wasn't in there for very long. He had to.
Yeah.
He's kind of a hardcore fan. You know, he's one of those type of guys. If he sees a Bengal fan, whoever the Steelers are playing, he makes it a point. Like, you know, he'll just like try to run over them. Like one guy was walking out down there in Lenore City, and he tried to run over. I think I don't know if the guy was like a postal worker or somebody had a Bengals cap on. I mean, Lambert don't play.
Oh, really?
Wow. You need to talk to him though. He's got some good advice for women though that'll help you out. Don't be too don't be too sweet to them, Rojette. They'll rip your heart out. They'll be like, oh, they're so sweet. Yeah. I'm not trying to cloud your judgment of your girl, but if she hadn't already given you an autograph, poster, it may be time for you to become a Georgia fan and go after Ella.
I like both of them.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
You say Glenn Dorsey? Glenn Dorsey.
Well, he left LSU. And he got drafted. Right. Yep, he got drafted. Okay. And that's my Doc moment. All right.
Glenn Dorsey.
It'd be like a caller would be like, hey, Doc. Is that
Glenn Dorsey play LSU?
Tell you the truth, I don't watch WBIR because they're a bunch of Alabama apologists.
Really?
There is a little bit of a problem with WBIR, and we need to set the record straight there. They're big-time Alabama fans over there. There's a lot of them.
Really?
They're out there tweeting. Really? Yeah, they're tweeting stuff in there about Derrick Henry. Oh, I can't wait for him to win the Heisman tonight. I mean, I should have addressed this with TR. So this was definitely me being a little bit rusty. I wasn't sharp, being off for 2 weeks.
I like them.
So I dropped.
I like them a lot. I met Ty Howell one time. One time ago, I met Russell and Ten News, and Beth Haynes, I met both them too one time.
You met the whole crew over there, haven't you?
Not quite, almost.
What about Ken Schwall? He's a character. I like Ken Schwall.
Do you like
Ken Schwall?
Yeah.
Rojette, man, this right here is a classic right here.
Okay.
I'm going to recap some things going on college basketball scores, Rojette. I'm going to turn you down just a little bit. I'm going to let you enjoy, but I'm going to bring you back in.
All right.
Actually, I'm going to keep you up, Rojette. If you want to comment on any of my my score updates, feel free.
Okay.
Rojette, Wild Card Weekend, AFC starts Saturday, 4:35 in Houston.
A drunk man with a cowboy hat.
Kansas City invades Houston. I think a low-scoring game there. Something's just telling me Houston. And I think Kansas City's just been smoking hot here lately. Pittsburgh travels Saturday night to Cincinnati.
Sunday, we flip over to the NFC. Seattle at Minnesota, 105, 440. Magnums, Packers versus the Redskins.
Just deal with
the wind. I dropped my pick.
See the stars. Peyton Manning will start in the playoffs. Are you okay with that selection by Gary Kubiak? No Bengals quarterback, not that they really have a history in the NFL playoffs, has ever thrown a touchdown in playoff debut. What do you think about Vontaze Burfict, who tried to end Ben Roethlisberger's career, and him emphatically restating that he hates Pittsburgh? And Lambert says he's not going to be happy unless they win the game and somebody comes out of there holding Vontaze Burfict's head. I don't believe it was on a platter. I think it was on a stick. What's your take on the hatred there coming from both Vontaze Burfict and Lambrito?
That's not good.
Buccaneers fire Lovie Smith. Would you trade Butch Jones for right now for Lovie Smith?
No.
Well, you know, it takes individuals to be able to come in here in the college game, you know, be able to wear that shirt all the way up, tied around your Adam's apple. It just takes a unique individual. Resiliency is key here at this great institution that I call Tennessee.
When the wind is right, you hear his song, smell whiskey in the air. At night in Montgomery, he's always singing there.
Hey, Slow, in the playoffs now.
I'm a Bronco. I'll go Broncos first. First and foremost.
Anybody
but the Patriots.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing if Denver gets knocked out. I wouldn't mind seeing Carolina, I guess.
Yeah. Me too. I'm the same way. Me too. I'm for Denver win off, which whoever will get, you know, if they can fan, you know, can win it. Win two now, and two.
Yes.
It's going to be everything, Claude.
Tracy Lawrence right here. Time marches on. Keep it going, Roger. A little Doc right here. What was your question?
It's going to be interesting to see who wins, you know, when the playoffs, you know.
I think it's wide open this year, yeah. Rojette.
I think so.
I mean, you look at it, every team has fleas. I honestly can't look at any team and say, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This team's perfect. I don't see any signs of fleas, no scratching, no irritability. Every team has some fleas. Broncos, the run game goes away. Peyton's arm could be an issue. Peyton in the postseason worries me a little bit.
How do you think the men's team is going to do this weekend at home?
I think it's a tough follow up what you did the other day with intensity. I think it's going to be tough. I ain't going to lie. By the way, Texas Fan 11 on the Twitter wants to know if Todd Howell. Yeah. You said you met Todd Howell, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Will West said, "Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, what up, Roger?
Hi.
Hey, Roger, what up, dude?
Not much, Will West.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so he wanted to know, Texas Fan 11 wanted to know, when you met Todd Howell, did he give you a 5-day menu? Or did he just give you a 5-day forecast?
I told him how I'm taking the letter, you know. I told him, hi, how you doing? And I met him at the Women's Hall of Fame one time.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Time marches on right here in the neutral zone.
Okay. Alright, what's that?
What do you think about,
I
still think you could really elevate Doc, Jeff, and Heather's, their program in the morning if you were to call in and give him some Doc and just do that and just say when he starts talking, but you gotta be loud and you gotta really be the alpha. In the conversation, you've got to really be on like that, and get them, and I could just see Jacoby sitting there, like, you know, behind his mic, and kind of, you know, scoot his chair back, being the wuss that he is. I could just see him like yuck. yuck, you know, and giggling, and then Doc give him like that, you know, the stink eye look, and then him just like, I wasn't laughing at you.
Hey, Colin, I want to tell you, I saw, for Christmas, I'm going to tell you that, for Christmas, I saw Santa Claus up there. Well, ain't been a long time.
Where did you see Santa Claus at?
At the mall, Eastown Mall.
Eastown, is that place still open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hadn't been up there in a while. But let me ask you this: were there any jackbooted thugs walking around?
Any what now? Any what?
Like Lambert likes to say, were there any jackbooted thugs? There wasn't anybody up there like causing any trouble, were they?
Oh no, no, okay. I was in line for a little bit and I enjoyed it, and I ain't been mall in a while, and my friend took me they for Christmas.
What did you get Heather? Let me ask you, what did you get Heather for Christmas?
I didn't get her anything.
Roger, I think you're on the path here
for
success.
Really?
In scoring a date with Heather, for that matter, any woman of your choice.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. You said it, not me. Her favorite word. All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. Do it with a little deeper voice.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
There you go. That's pretty strong, Rojette. So, Rojette, what, of all the nice things and everything that you got, or you maybe got for someone for Christmas, if you could trade all that in a lifetime of Christmas gifts, and you had your choice, and you could get, would you trade all those in for a better coach than Butch Jones?
No.
Okay, so what about, for a date with Heather, though, right?
You
would trade all this in for an opportunity to go out with Heather, though, right? Where would you take Heather on that one date? You had one shot. I'm not saying to pull a cattleman and ask her to drive you around while you go through and get some, you know, go through and try to get a quick mark corn dog that's been laying under a heat lamp for, you know, 12 hours.
Right.
Now, that's just what I was told. Lamberto kind of told me that, and I lost a lot of respect for cattleman who claims that he would take a fine woman to a fine establishment, winer and diner, and then it turns into, you know, 12 hour old corn dogs, and stovepipes of Ice House.
Really?
Yeah, is that shocking to you?
Yeah, kind of a little surprised. By that.
I didn't get your Alabama in here, man. I need to get your Alabama song in here. What was your Alabama song again? Angels Among Us?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite one.
We're gonna really set off our boy there, John Tweet. Yeah. You think John Tweet, I don't think he despises me or you yeah. right now, but I'd say he's pretty hot right now. If he saw you at a UT game.
Yeah.
He might snap, man. Yeah.
I hope he ain't mad at me.
He's got to learn to, yeah, have thick skin, because we're all just having fun in here, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all.
You tell him to bow, he needs to bow thy head for this song right here. My boy Terrell Davis making the finalists of 15 right there. Steve Atwater and TD Terrell Davis. It was getting late. And I
was scared.
Roger was never scared. He was pulling up the drive to drop off Heather after a nice wine and dine. She was expecting a good night kiss, and Rogette, I don't know, Rogette. I think you read that book of Lambrito. You're going to have more success with your chances with a girl like Heather. I mean, you're not against passing gas in front of a woman, though, are you, Rogette?
What now?
You're not against passing gas in front of a lovely lady.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, there's a lot of food in there, man. There's room. I mean,
No, I wouldn't do that. That's not good.
This is a great song.
I don't want to. You gotta be rude to me, you gonna be nice.
She's also got to understand that, you know, when you've got something toxic in there, you've got to release that and get that pressure off of there. Man don't need to have any stress. You know what I'm saying? And listen, Rogette, like a wild animal out in the wild, when you make that kill and you go get that food, you got to be thinking about, you know, you got to be thinking about that next opportunity. You may not be ready to eat right yet, but you know, you pass a little of that toxicity there. You could, man, you're on to the next opportunity. There's always a next opportunity, brah. So don't ever let that. And Lambert says nice guys finish last.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He says if you don't go out there with the mentality.
I'm gonna invite
Lambert to come back into the neutral zone. We don't usually allow. If Lambert wants to come back in, you want to set him straight, Rogette?
He needs an
adjustment. I mean, the guy's made. He sold over. He sold easily 17, 18 copies of that book.
Really? What did he say in it?
You're going to have to buy one of those books or maybe see if he can get you a copy. But it's how to treat women.
Really?
Yeah, they want to be treated like dogs, Rogette.
No, really, that's not right, though.
It doesn't seem right, does it? Seems like you go out there, you be nice. And, you know, it's like Joe Pesci. You know, it doesn't matter if you're at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
You're gonna get stuck at the drive-thru.
You trim good, you don't trim like a dog.
Nice guys finish last, though, Rogette, and that's what Lambert says.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
wow. Rita, that's not good at all. Come on, Rita, don't be doing that. If you listen, that's not good.
One of the guys on Twitter there says, "Tell Roger we need to think about cheating if we really want to win a title."
So do you think
UT needs to start buying, maybe cheating, breaking the rules?
No, of course not.
Well, but I mean, are you going to win it? Are you ever going to win anything?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure when, but I think he will. I think he will really, 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 really will. Will.
Oh.
You know? But I wouldn't cheat to...
Rosette, you remember Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how dominant he was? They're never going to take all that money back and that fame that he caught, that he got. He went out, he did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's bring, let's see who we got right here, Rosette. Hey, welcome into Neutral Zone. Who we got?
Yes.
Uh-oh, Rosette, I got Lambert back in here. You want to set him straight?
Yeah. Telling me, Rosette, the only way that you're ever going to get to where you need to go, you're going to have to get you a hard edge. I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, you got to, Rosette, you got to put him in their place. I put one in the closet one time. I made her sit in the damn closet.
No, you don't do that. You didn't athlete.
Nothing good
in the bathroom.
But
once
she got out of the closet, she wasn't happy, but it left a mark.
Dude, what up, dude?
Hey,
do it, boy. Rosette, do it real quick. Say, dude, what up, dude?
Roger, how much success are you having with the way you're doing it now?
What do you mean?
You can't even get a damn poster. I got an autographed poster sitting here.
That's all right. I couldn't get in the way, you know. I couldn't get a call.
And my way's got a poster.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay.
I can't give you my poster because it says to Lambert. It don't say to Roger.
Right. I wish you to me. No, I want you to keep your poster away from me.
I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for you to hang it. That'd be kind of creepy, in a way.
Is it good poster? Is it good poster?
Oh my god!
Is it good poster? Really? It's good, huh?
Really?
Hey, Rosette. Somebody on Twitter asked if your favorite. You like the Globetrotters?
Who's the Globetrotters? Who's that?
The basketball that do all the tricks and they never lost a game.
Well,
they had a guy Metalark Lemon, and then he had a cousin that followed his footsteps. His name was Metalark Thickburger.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
they did the whistle.
All right. Rosette, I just saw the poster there.
I want you to keep it.
If I was to give it to you, would you take it? If you don't get one, you call me and let me know. You got my number. So just...
I'll call you about that.
Yeah, if you can't find one in the next couple of weeks, just call me and I'll scratch my name out with a Sharpie. And I'll just give it to you.
Can you send me a picture of it?
Yeah, I probably can. I don't know. My phone's charging right now, so I can't do it right now.
Okay, no problem, Amy.
I'll text it to you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for that.
Then just call me and let me know if you got it or not.
Okay, sure. So let me ask who you think the Rich Jones would get now. Who you think who you think you should hire now? Who you think we're trying to hire now?
I don't care if he hires Bozo the damn clown, to be honest with you. I told you, Ron. I mean,
yeah.
It just don't matter to me. I mean,
really?
Whatever it is. All I care is, I'm like TR. I mean, at least, now answer this now that I got you. What do you think about Rick Barnes?
Don't do that to Raj.
Who's paying this guy?
Hey.
Don't do that to Raj.
Hey. Don't do that to Raj. All right. That's not fair.
TR's right.
Yeah, you're right. He's right, Tony. He's right about that, Tony. He should be wearing a little bit orange, you know. He's right about that in a way, Tony.
Roger, are you starting to like Lambert?
Well, I like him. He's, you know.
Have you ever met
him?
Yeah. He looks like Mariano Rivera.
Really?
But no, don't ever put one in the closet, Roger. I mean, I will admit that was a mistake on my part.
Put one in the closet.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You'll never put a woman in the closet.
All right, okay, guys. See ya. Clint, love you. Hey, Lammy. So, can you address these John Tweet and some of these guys on the Twitter with their hate towards the music selection or the choice of playing the great band from Fort Payne, Alabama?
I disagree with them completely. You play as much as you play, Clowney. Just keep on playing.
Lammy, did you have a good New Year's?
No, I didn't have a good New Year's. I mean, I got thrown in the paddy wagon, Rosette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I beat the heck out of some Bengals fan.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
I mean, some damn jackbooted thug wearing a Bengals hat. Rochette.
Yeah, I'm here.
What would you like to say to Lammy for his actions?
God bless you, you know. God bless you.
Does he need to chill out like Butch Jones? Maybe smoke a joint or something?
Not at all.
Rochette, I'm going to send you the picture of that Heather poster, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Well, but I mean, it's going to cost you, man, because this thing, it costs.
Okay, what's going to cost me now, man?
I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, maybe,
yeah.
What kind of deal have you got, like, on Thick Burgers for Life? I mean, could I get 6 months out of you?
Come on, Rochette.
You got to know the hotkey's always there to go. All right.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Wait a minute.
When the kitchen, it gets too hot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You just say,
all right, gotta go to break. Daryl, one last comment.
Hey, Doc, you asked about Glenn Dorsey doing the weather for WBIR. You know, I'm guessing, you know, Bruce Jenner didn't turn out too bad. I'm just guessing that Glenn Dorsey had quite a change.
All right, gotta go to break.
One minute.
Rochette, we do, man, we're up against it, Rochette.
It's about over, ain't it? Come on, have you ever thought about doing a Have you ever thought about doing a webcam?
Yeah, I have, Rogette.
We call it
paracloning. Some people like paracelling, we paraclone.
Oh, okay. Are you going to do one night?
Nah, I'm thinking about doing... Thinking about doing one here real soon. Maybe doing one like 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, Rogette, we're gonna go out in style right here, buddy. Are you ready? Cue up the hotkey with Doc.